latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Newcastle may miss out on signing Chelsea winger Kennedy permanently this summer, with a number of clubs showing an interest. While the Brazil under-23 international arrived at St James's Park in January on a loan deal until the end of the season, and he's provided the spark needed to pull the Magpies away from the relegation zone. The 22-year-old has scored two goals, both coming in the 3-0 home win against Southampton, and registered the same amount of assists from eight Premier League appearances, helping Newcastle climb to 10th in the standings. Well, boss Rafa Benitez is said to be keen on making the deal permanent this summer, and it's thought an offer around the £15 million mark will be enough to tempt the Blues into selling. However, competition for the winger is reportedly high, and the likes of German champions Bayern Munich and French giants Paris Saint-Germain have been credited with an interest. Other unnamed teams in England's top flight are also rumoured to be keeping an eye on Kennedy, and may decide to join the long list of potential suitors when the transfer window opens in June. Meanwhile, midfielder Jonjo Shelvey feels that he is currently in the best form of his career after a run of fine performances. Well, this comes after the 26-year-old scored his first Premier League goal of the campaign recently, and has been key to helping the side avoid the drop zone in the Premier League. He could yet have a role to play for England if he can keep up his current level of performances, despite Gareth Southgate not showing any interest as of yet. Well, his last cap for his country came back in 2015 when he was at Swansea City, and he's not been given a chance since his move to the Magpies. With some uncertainty over the England squad, which will go to Russia, Shelvey could give Southgate a real headache if he can keep performing well. And he said, "When I first signed, I had a few good games and a few bad ones, and to be honest, I wasn't fit enough. But now I have that sharpness back in my game, and I'm doing it in the Premier League, which is the highest level you can do it. So that's what I'm pleased about." Well, that's all for now. Join us for more news later.